oil trucks followed behind the man's funeral hearse.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
A man had been in the oil business all his life. So as the family rode to the cemetery to bury him, a long line of oil trucks followed the hearse. Funerals bring people together. We read in Genesis 50 that when the patriarch Jacob died in Egypt, his family took him to Canaan to bury him. But when the funeral was over, his brothers were filled with fear. They were afraid that Joseph would get even with them for selling him into slavery. So they sent a message to him. They said that before their dad died, he had told them to ask Joseph to forgive them for mistreating him. When Joseph got the message, he broke down and wept. He was glad his brothers finally admitted their wrong. They came and fell at his feet, saying, "Look, we are your slaves." Joseph replied, "Don't be afraid of me. Am I God that I can punish you? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people. No, do not be afraid. I will continue to care for you and your children." Joseph reassured them by speaking kindly to them. Joseph was a man of great integrity. That's why when they admitted their guilt, he forgave them. Rather than blaming them for his misfortune, Joseph saw the hand of God in their cruelty. It's still true. When we know and love God, He makes all things work together for our good.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com